Remarks of the President to the International Federation of Catholic Universities from the Rose Garden of the White House, September 4th, 1963.
Monsignor, Rectors, I want to express a very warm welcome to all of you, and we take a good deal of pride and satisfaction that you've chosen, I think, for the first time to come to Washington to hold this meeting. The purposes of this meeting, which I understand are to concern yourselves with the problem of education in the developing countries, and also with the relationship of Western civilization, Western culture, Western religious life with the East, with Oriental civilization and culture. I think both of those purposes are most worthwhile. Education, knowledge is power, and I think the events of the past years have shown that in a very dramatic way. I'm particularly interested in the progress which we can make in the developing countries, Latin America, Africa, and Asia. The need for trained men and women in all of the disciplines of life, constantly increasing as technology and science expands our horizons. And the very relatively small elite, educated elite, which we find in these countries, on whom heavy burdens have been placed, I think indicates how essential it is in the 60s that the universities of the West, particularly in the highly developed countries, concentrate their attention on expanding education, indicating that education is not merely a means and an end, but also, and not merely a technique, but also a way to the good life, which is a way to a more secure and afterlife. I recognize how difficult it is to maintain a free society under the best of conditions. We in the United States have many problems with all the advantages that nature and also the qualities of self-restraint and discipline which have been developed in our people. We recognize how difficult it is to sustain the democratic system. Western Europe has also had its adverse experiences, but yet they have a broad educational base, a long religious tradition, a great cultural record, and yet they've found that the self-discipline which goes with self-government is difficult to maintain. If we in the West find it so difficult, imagine how complicated it is for the newly developing countries which lack this long tradition, which lack this happy balance of economic and political power which we have been able to develop in this country. So this makes your job most important, this meeting most significant. We're very proud of what you're doing, of the long tradition which some of your universities represent. We take a good deal of pride in the schools which have been built in this country. And what I'm most impressed by is that instead of talking about the rather esoteric subjects which sometimes occupy the attention of educators, that in 1963 you're talking about two very important problems: the problem of education in the developing world and the problem of our relations with the East. So it shows that even though Salamanca and Louvain and all the rest may go back hundreds and hundreds of years, in 1963 you're looking to the future. I'm glad to have you here.